This is the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening this week. In 1 week, Miami-Dade County Commissioners will meet to discuss Mayor Carlos Jimenez's directive to county jailers to hold undocumented immigrants if asked to by the federal government. This week, though, the commissions of both Broward and Miami Beach separately approved resolutions running counter to the Miami-Dade mayor's edict. Broward declares itself, quote, inclusive and welcoming for everyone, regardless of their race, religion, or where they came from. Miami Beach was a bit more direct in its subjects, asking the Miami-Dade mayor to rescind his order. Immigration is where we begin here in South Florida. 800-743-WLRN, our telephone number to participate here on the Florida Roundup on this Friday, 800-743-9576. You can also find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. The Broward County Mayor, Barbara Sharif, joins us via the telephone. Ms. Mayor, welcome back to the Florida Roundup. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And the Miami Beach Mayor, Philip Levine, has made his way across the Venetian drawbridge just in time. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to WLRN, sir.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here.
Let's start in Broward County. Mayor Sharif, what does your resolution accomplish?
Our resolution was just a restatement, basically, of what we've already have existing in our human rights ordinance. People wanted to know that that still stood in Broward County, which is that we value all people regardless of their background, and it's just a reinforcement that we are a welcoming county and that we value immigrants.
Why spend the valuable time of the commission on restating what's already a policy?
I believe that the community activists and leaders came forward and said that they wanted that, and so one of our commissioners put that on, and we agreed to go ahead and draft that resolution.
This was Commissioner Nan Rich of Weston, is that correct, Ms. Mayor?
That's correct.
Mr. Mayor, for Miami Beach, you in fact called your resolution a reaffirmation. Broward
yes.
County calls it a restatement. You called yours a reaffirmation. Why spend in what can be a multi-hour meeting time on reaffirming what is already a resolution of the city of Miami Beach?
Well, most importantly, I think most people know, Miami Beach is such an open, inclusive city. And we wanted to make sure everyone around the country and the world who comes to Miami Beach realizes that, you know, based on everything you're hearing coming out of Washington, that Miami Beach stays the same. We are a city that we're open to everyone. We don't care race, creed, religion, LGBTQ. We are Miami Beach, and we felt it was important for us just to kind of say it again. Sometimes you have to say it, and we want to make sure that we broadcast that to everybody.
In the subject matter of the Miami Beach resolution especially, it called specifically to urge Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez to rescind his immigration letter, which directed county jailers to hold undocumented immigrants if asked to by the federal government.
Well, Tom, what we asked is we wanted the mayor to reevaluate, to relook, and the county commission to relook and reevaluate.
Which they will a week from today.
Exactly. And we wanted to let them know that this is our position. We're one of the towns in the county. And of course, not to be, we didn't want it to be necessarily too critical of them, but specifically let them know in this part of the county, this is kind of who we are on Miami Beach. I think it's important as a major economic destination that provides a huge revenue and tax base that we'd love the county just to take a quick look.
Neither of your resolutions used the term sanctuary in describing the state of affairs for your jurisdictions. Mayor Sharif, in Broward County, do you consider Broward County a sanctuary community for undocumented immigrants?
No, we do not.
And do you consider your police force, your sheriff's department, the BSO, to check immigration status?
That is not currently a law for us to check immigration status. As you know, when a BSO officer stops a person, they're stopping them for probable cause. They're stopping them for a reason. So they're not just stopping them to check their identification. If they committed a crime, they're fingerprinted, and the information is shared throughout the law enforcement network. But the focus of BSO at that point is to process for crime. They're not processing for immigration status, and that's not a requirement at this time.
And would you support BSO if asked to by the federal government to hold an undocumented immigrant who's discovered through fingerprints or other law enforcement means to detain that person if requested by federal immigration authorities?
Currently, the magistrate has to issue a hold, not just ICE, but this has to be issued by a federal magistrate to hold that person and detain them for ICE, and that is the current law, and we're not violating that law. But if there is no formal hold issue for them, we're not detaining them.
So it goes beyond just a request, but a formal magistrate.
It has to be a formal hold issued by a magistrate.
Mayor Levine, how about Miami Beach? Do you consider Miami Beach a sanctuary city?
Well, I can tell you, Miami Beach doesn't have a lot of land. And therefore, because we don't have a lot of land, we don't have any prisons whatsoever.
That's true, yes.
So,
yes. They're all lockups. But for law enforcement officials, though, do you consider it a sanctuary city?
No, Miami Beach, I guess, from what I understand, is not considered a sanctuary city. But I think that's a whole definition which people argue about. And I think more importantly, I think it's important for all of us to understand that as a mayor, I know the mayor of Broward County, I know Mayor Jimenez feels the way. The number one job is to keep your residents and your visitors safe. That's everyone's objective here. What I don't think we want to see, Tom, and I think it's happening, is you don't want the federal government taking a place like Dade County, which has been such an occlusive place where the Haitians and the Cubans and the Colombians and the Argentinians, and we all get along. We've gotten along for many years. Hey, we have our little hiccups here and there, but this is a place that we get along, and we need to stop shouting at each other. We understand that we have issues. We need to work on them together. But I think calling everybody out is not the case. So the answer to your question more specifically, we don't have jails. So I guess that doesn't qualify us to even being in this so-called category.
But to your broader point, though, Mr. Mayor, the concern voiced by some in complying with the executive order regarding sanctuary cities and from President Trump is specifically directed at undocumented immigrants that may have criminal charges against them, may be suspected in a crime. Isn't that also a public safety measure?
Right. So the way it works in our city and our police chief, Dan Oates, who's an incredibly qualified guy that we brought in from some of the major forces, according to Chief Oates, is that when we apprehend someone on Miami Beach, that he or she goes right to Dade County. Dade County does what they or she would like to do with the actual person that's under arrest. We don't have that authority. We don't do that. And of course, but I think it's most important to understand is that, you know, I don't care if you're an undocumented worker or you're documented or you're, you know, if you commit a crime, you commit a crime. And
right.
But I think most important is that that's not something we do on Miami Beach. We're not in the immigration business.
And Mayor Sharif, for Broward County, you're certainly in the law enforcement business, and Broward County does run the jails in the county system in Broward County. The resolution that your group did pass talks about some what it calls conflation of federal civil immigration law enforcement and the local criminal justice system. Do you feel those two the line between those two has been blurred with the sanctuary city executive order issued by the president?
Well, first of all, there is no true, real definition of a sanctuary city or county.
Yeah.
This is just something that has been interpreted over a period of time. But I can tell you that one of the defining characteristics that they've put out in that definition is that people that are considering themselves sanctuary forbid their police or municipal employees to inquire about a person's immigration status or share information with the immigration enforcement ICE agency. That is not something that we are doing. That's not something that we are condoning. We have always followed the policies. And so that's why we said, well, we don't understand why we're actually even being categorized as that, number one. Number two, like I said before, BSO, when they are processing a person, they're processing them for committing a crime. Mm-hmm. So they go through the same arrest process.
Suspected of committing a crime.
Or suspected of committing a crime, right. So they're going through the same process, whether you are a legal resident, whether you're born and raised here, whether you have a temporary status, whatever it is. If you have been suspected of committing a crime and you've got probable cause to stop that person or to detain that person, that is the only way that they're being detained in our county.
Talking to the mayors of Miami Beach and Broward County here on the Florida Roundup about immigration, sanctuary city definitions, and the restatement of both communities in their welcoming nature for everyone, regardless of race, religion, or where they come from, in the words of these resolutions approved this week. Give us a call. Join the conversation. 800-743-9576. 1-800-743-WLRN. You can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Now, the Miami-Dade County Mayor, Carlos Jimenez, when he issued his letter in late January saying that he would follow the presidential executive order and allow Miami-Dade County corrections facilities to detain undocumented immigrants at the request of federal immigration authorities, he cited the threat from the president regarding federal funding. Mayor Sharif, for Broward County, how important is federal funding for the budget in Broward County?
Well, federal funding is significantly important for us, but we don't feel like our federal funding is threatened because right now there's no legal definition of sanctuary. And until such time as they've defined exactly what sanctuary means and can disseminate that to all the counties throughout the state of Florida and through all the counties throughout America, I don't think that they can enforce that.
Mr. Mayor, for Miami Beach, how do you feel? You know, we've already addressed the sanctuary portion of that, but what about the federal government portion of your budget?
The federal government portion of our budget is very minor, and a lot of that federal funding, I believe, comes directly through the county. So for us, it's not a big issue.
So when Mayor Jimenez makes his action to protect federal funding in the county budget, that by default, one could argue, helps protect those federal dollars that flow through the county into Miami Beach.
I think you could be right. And I think that, you know, most importantly, like I said it before, it's so easy for us to allow the federal government to cause in our family of Dade and Broward County all kinds of inner fighting among us. And we shouldn't let that happen. We are a county, a city of immigrants. This is who we are. And I had the honor about a week or two ago sitting down with Archbishop Wenske, who reaffirmed to me, and he said, you know, look at Mayor, look what Florida's about. Look what South Florida's about. You know, we've been built on immigration. Look how great it's worked. Look what amazing. We're a shining star to the world, Florida, and Miami Beach, and Broward County, where I grew up. So let's not let this come in and create this terrible divisive dialogue among us. We're one family down here.
Dialogue here on the Florida Roundup on WLRN. Let's go to Pembroke Pines in Broward County. Alex joins the conversation. Alex, welcome to the radio. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm an immigrant. I came to the United States when I was 9 years old. Luckily, my parents came legally.
What's your question, Alex?
Yeah, and this issue touches me personally. I'm personally insulted by the rhetoric that comes from Washington, Donald Trump. And on a local level, I'm very offended by the mayor who has decided to take a posture on a position that is very partisan in a community that's 51% foreign born and who votes Democrat. So I was wondering if they knew why is it that Dade County votes a Republican mayor. He ran against another person who was a Republican when the county votes Democratic and is a majority foreign-born, and they take actions that are anti-immigrants. So just wanted to hear from the two guests.
I'll put that to the two guests, especially you, Mayor Levine, as you live and work and your political fate to some degree, which moves beyond the City Hall at Miami Beach. As you know, you have said you're no longer going to run for another term as mayor. How about to Alex's question in terms of how the politics of the electorate in the county wind up getting articulated at the leadership level, at the county level?
Well, I think that's, I would say that's kind of the eighth wonder of the world, maybe, possibly. But to a large extent, you know, as we know, in South Florida and Dade County, it's a nonpartisan election. So, you know, I'm registered as a Democrat, but I can't run as the mayor of Miami Beach as
right.
a Democrat.
And the same goes on the county
and
side.
And the same
as
with
well,
the county
right.
with Mayor Jimenez. So Mayor Jimenez, I think, is an independent. He may have previously been a Republican, and he can't run partisan. Now, there is a movement out there to potentially change that, to allow local leaders to run in a partisan.
But do you see politics at play when it comes to this immigration issue, the sanctuary city and the executive order?
I try to say no, and I hope not, because I think that, you know what, listen, you know, people's fate, their future, it's not Democrats, not Republican, it's you're a human being. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. But I got to say, a little bit in Mayor Jimenez's defense, I mean, you know, Mayor Jimenez has been very democratic on certain decisions he's made with the LGBT community. He's been wonderful. Maybe on this decision, one could say that he was leaned towards more the present administration, more Republican. Mm-hmm. But I think the county commission is made up of some really smart, great people. They come from all over the world. I think that they're going to do the right thing. And I think it's, you know, we can disagree, and we are disagreeing, and I disagree with my friend Mayor Jimenez on this, but I don't want to vilify him.
And we see a lot of split ticket voting anyway in Dade County and in South Florida, as we know. Secretary Clinton in the presidential race won all three counties,
sure,
Palm Beach,
absolutely.
Broward, and in Dade County. And Senator Rubio, meantime, also won significant votes in those counties. But Mayor Sharif, up in Broward County, do you see partisan politics at play in a nonpartisan body that is the county commission?
Well, what I don't see partisan politics. What I see is that we have a people issue. we have an issue as to a differing opinion as to how to treat people. And these are people with rights here in America. Whether they're legal or illegal, they have certain rights. And what I don't hear a lot of is people explaining why there's such a gray area with this. And, you know, there are people who have temporary status, those who are seeking asylum, mm-hmm. those who have protective status, and those who have legitimate visas that are at risk of being detained if they commit a crime. Those people who are undocumented have a lesser ability to detain for extended period of times if they have not committed a crime, which means that they have to commit have probable cause to hold them. And I just think that this comes down to a people issue. How do you want to treat people when they commit a crime? How do you want to treat people when they haven't committed a crime? So I don't know if I see partisan necessarily as I see people's opinions and how to treat people.
Mayor Levine?
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, being a mayor is a very unique position. And, you know, in June, we're hosting the United States Conference of Mayors in Miami Beach. So every mayor in the country will be in Miami Beach. And what's great about being a mayor is that you have to get things done. You're on the ground floor. And one of the great quotes that Mayor Bloomberg of New York said, which I never forgot, and I think it's one of the greatest things, he said, listen, there's no Republican or Democratic way to pick up trash, okay? and I think that meaning that, you know, all the services that are done, whether you are police or sanitation, whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference when you're a mayor. You're supposed to just get things done for the people. And some people can classify that as Republican or Democrat, but that's really, I think, should be just for the people.
Mayor Sharif, I was looking at the public calendar for the lieutenant governor this morning, Carlos Lopez Cantera. He had you on his calendar this morning. Did you meet with the lieutenant governor?
Yes, I did.
Did the immigration sanctuary city issue come up at all?
No, that did not.
Mayor Barbara Sharif is the mayor of Broward County. Madam Mayor, we'll let you go, and we're going to welcome in a colleague of yours from the Broward County Commission, Commissioner Chip LaMarca. Commissioner, welcome back to the Florida Roundup. Nice to hear from you.
You as well. Thanks for having me.
We bring you on. You were the one vote against the resolution that passed your body earlier this week in Broward County that restated, in the words of the county mayor, the interest in Broward County of inclusive and welcoming for everyone, regardless of race, religion, or where they come from. Why'd you vote against it?
Well, first of all, it was a resolution. It wasn't an ordinance. It wasn't law. It was basically well-intentioned good thoughts. And while I commend my colleague, formerly of the Florida Senate, Nan Rich, I have to say we have a Broward County Human Rights Ordinance that's probably the most welcoming and inclusive document and set of parameters for how we treat people here in Broward County. I didn't see the need for a resolution. I certainly am keenly aware of what's going on to the south of us and didn't see a reason for us to instigate a conversation with the president and the administration on the issue, as well as with the governor or anybody else in Tallahassee.
Commissioner, is that another way to say that you are concerned about federal dollars or state dollars that come into Broward County if it were to run counter to a presidential executive order?
I would be very direct and say it's not another way of saying it. It's absolutely saying it. I made that point when we dealt with the issue. I'm not willing to put hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. I've spent the last 6 years walking a lot of halls in the buildings in Washington, D.C. and Tallahassee for both beach renourishment funding, federal dollars and state dollars, as well as Port Everglades expansion dollars, reimbursement, that type of thing. And, yeah. Well, the point can be made that they can't necessarily hold federal dollars. I'm certain that they could spend the next 4 or 8 years reprogramming project dollars so that we never see them.
Yeah. Commissioner Chip LaMarca, Commissioner of Broward County, we're here with Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine. And what you're hearing from the commissioner from Broward County, similar concerns we heard last week on this program from the chair of the county commission in Miami-Dade County, Esteban Vovo, concerned about federal funding and particularly concerned about transportation funding. This is a significant issue, Mayor Levine, that I know you're tackling. And while your federal dollars for your community flow through the county, you're not concerned that future federal dollars that could go to a Baylink, some kind of next generation system, trolley system, something to connect public transit via rail or hang glider, who knows what other project is going to get everybody out there from the mainland to your community. that this issue is not going to put that at risk.
Tom, I could tell you, if I thought that immigration and sanctuary cities was actually going to slow the transportation down to South Florida slower than it's been for the last 50 years, I would, of course, be concerned. But I don't think that's humanly possible to slow the funds to South Florida, because we actually have not gotten any. And so when you look at South Florida and the lack of transportation alternatives and the fact that Tallahassee has not put together a great transportation plan for Miami and Broward, and that we don't have trains and we don't have unbelievable subway systems, to me, it's kind of like I don't think it's even possible to slow it down. At what point would that just be a freeze? Because reality is that we don't get the attention. We haven't gotten the attention. So I wouldn't put that up with the issue. I think that more importantly is this. I come from a little town in America called Boston. And in that little town called Boston, a couple hundred years ago, they stood up to the King of England. And they had a lot of repercussions for doing that. A lot of people died because of it, but they did it because they stood up for what they believed was right. And I think in our country and in our state and our city, I think folks need to stand up for what they believe is right and vote accordingly. And I understand what the commissioner said. And listen, I respect, he's doing what he thinks is right. And that's what people have to do. I always say in our commission, there's seven of us. You know, you're elected to vote what you think is right. Vote what you think is right. Vote your conscience.
The commissioner that the mayor is referring to is Commissioner Chip LaMarca from Broward County, who remains with us on the telephone. Commissioner, your mayor, Mayor Barbara Sharif, just told us that she wasn't concerned about any future federal funding dollars being impacted by this issue into Broward County, because there is no legal definition, no agreed upon definition of what a sanctuary city is. And because of the lack of definition, the dollars could not be put at risk.
You know, I would have to agree that there's not a defined term associated with Broward County. As a matter of fact, our sheriff's office, general counsel, assured us through a document that said that they're following all federal laws. Ironically, I'm from that same town of Boston that the mayor is from originally. spent most of my life here, 45 of my 48 years. I was born in Winchester, Mass. But I understand his point is valid, and so is my mayor. I have to say strongly that I don't want to put the great projects we've all worked together at risk, and that's from infrastructure, our coastal flooding, sea level issues along my beach, 18 miles of beautiful beaches. We want to make sure that we get the federal dollars for it. If we look at our human rights ordinance in Broward County, and I know the mayor's work in Miami Beach, and also the county commission in Miami-Dade serve with those folks, we're all doing things that allow people to understand. I mean, there's no confusion that we're one of the most diverse communities in the entire United States, both Miami-Dade and Broward County. We're also very welcoming. I don't think anybody needs to come out and make a statement to make sure that they overstate the fact that we already are what we are. That's my position.
Let's take a quick call from Miami-Dade. Mary Beth is joining us here on the Florida Roundup. Mary Beth, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I wanted to ask a question that pertains to whether or not these announcements, that like made by Mayor Jimenez, and I didn't hear the last part with the caller from Boston, but I did want to ask how much of a chilling effect that has on our immigrant community. I have to imagine I'm living among a lot of undocumented immigrants in Miami-Dade County, and now are these immigrants, regardless of whether it is technically the law, rational or not rational, are these immigrants now less likely to seek medical care?
Yeah.
To report crimes, to be a witness to a crime?
It's a good question, and Mary Beth, it was addressed a little bit in the Broward County resolution, and I'll put that to the commissioner in a moment, but what makes you think that you potentially are living amongst a number of undocumented immigrants?
Because I live in Miami-Dade County. Are we not going along the assumption that Miami-Dade County has an inordinate number of probably undocumented immigrants, as I'm sure the states and counties that surround the Mexican border on the west do as well?
There is absolutely research that shows the Miami metropolitan statistical area is among the top 10 areas for undocumented immigrants. But I didn't know if there was some anecdotal evidence that you wanted to share with. Mary Beth, great question. Let's put
Look, I watched the gentleman sitting outside the Home Depot seeking day work. That doesn't mean they're all undocumented. I myself may have hired inadvertently someone undocumented for day work on occasion. I don't know if they were documented or not, because I didn't ask them if they were documented. But my concern is that in the beginning, what I heard were the two people who represented Broward and Miami Beach mentioned the PR aspect of restating their policies. And it surprised me because I would think that the aim would be to be speaking directly to their people to assure those undocumented immigrants that live in their communities that they're not out to, quote-unquote, get them, to catch them in
fact,
any particular way.
Mary Beth, great question. Commissioner LaMarca from Broward County, this is addressed in the resolution you voted against when it talks about concern of this intersection of federal immigration law enforcement and local criminal justice system, quote, has resulted in considerable erosion of public safety and trust.
I would say, you know, I have confidence beyond 100% confidence in our medical facilities here in Broward County, for example, Memorial and Broward Health, that if somebody is going to walk into the emergency room and seek medical attention in an emergency situation, that we don't have doctors going to ask them what their status is. I've been assured by very qualified folks at our sheriff's office, they're not going to ask you. That's not a process they're going to go through when they pull somebody over or when they give somebody a traffic infraction.
Yeah.
I think we're getting too caught up in the idea that we have to have that statement out in front of everything when folks already know what the situation is. I mean, I wouldn't say I have the ability to even defend some of the things that are said from the highest office in the land, but I would say that I don't personally, from listening and watching the statements that have been made from the White House, I don't believe for one second that this president or this administration is aimed at seeking out DACA students, seeking out people who are here, living here and may have come here or been born here, not under their own decision, but of their parents and that type of thing. So I think, you know, if we all work on the same goal, and that's to make sure we take care of the people who have criminal records and the bad folks, you can just look at the communities. What the woman said about folks that are here in the community. My wife's parents came here from Havana in 1961 mm-hmm. at 15 and 21 years old. So I understand the immigrant community. I'm a complete supporter of immigration reform so that we don't have to have conversations about folks living in the shadows and all those other types of things.
Commissioner, I'm going to squeeze Mayor Levine in here for one final comment, sure. But that's Commissioner Chip LaMarca, Commissioner of Broward County. Thank you for joining us. Mayor Levine, as we mentioned, in 1 week, the Miami-Dade County Commission will reconvene to discuss this particular issue in regards to Mayor Jimenez's direction to county jailers to follow through with federal immigration detentions if so requested. If the county commission reinforces that, will Miami Beach take any action? Would you recommend Miami Beach take any action?
Well, I think, first of all, let me just answer the caller's question. It was a very good question, which she brought up about police enforcement. Before we drafted this resolution, I sat with our chief. I said, Chief, give me police information. How do you feel about this? And he said exactly what Mary Beth said. He said, we need to do our job. We need immigrants to help us. We need to make sure they're not scared of us, fearful of us, that they don't mind calling the police. And that in our resolution mm-hmm. to make sure of that, because so they can continue doing their job so effectively. As far as the county is concerned, you know, the county is going to do what the county is going to do. I think they've gotten a lot of input. The reason for our resolution was to give the county the input from the city of Miami Beach. We have done that. We hope that they listen. I have a lot of confidence in the county commission. As I said before, it's made up of immigrants, great people, and the mayor is a good person as well. And I think that they'll come to terms with this. They'll figure this out. We got a great formula down here. Let's not mess with it.
Mayor Phil Levine, formerly of Boston, now of Miami Beach. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Nice to see you again. Also, our thanks to Chip LaMarca, a Broward County Commissioner, and Barbara Sharif, the mayor of Broward County, with us here on the Florida Roundup. A lot more to come. Obamacare here in the Sunshine State. Do you get health insurance through healthcare.gov? Are you worried about it continuing into next year? And how has Obamacare affected your health and what you're paying for your care? Join the conversation. Line up the calls now. 800-743-WLRN. 800-743-9576 as the Roundup continues after this.